O ye whose hearts are resonant and ring to war's romance, hear ye the story of a boy, a peasant boy of France. A lad uncouth and warped with toil, yet who when trial came could feel within his soul upleap and soar the sacred flame. Could stand upright and scorn and smite as only heroes may. Oh, hearken, let me try to tell the tale of Jean Dupré. With fire and sword the Teuton horde was ravaging the land, and there was darkness and despair, grim death on every hand. Red fields of slaughter sloping down to ruin's black abyss, the wolves of war and evil fang, and little did they miss. And on they came with fear and flame to burn and loot and slay, until they reached the red roof croft, the home of Jean Dupré. Rout out the village, one and all, the Huron captain said. Behold, some hand has fired a shot, my trumpeter is dead. Now shall they Prussian vengeance know, now shall they rue the day. For by the sacred German slain, 10 of these dogs shall pay. They drove the cowering peasants forth, women and babes and men. And from the last, with many a jeer, the captain chose E10. 10 simple peasants, bowed with toil, they stood they knew not why, against the gray wall of the church, hearing their children cry. Hearing their wives and mothers wail, with faces dazed they stood. A moment only, ready fire, they weltered in their blood. Was one who gazed unseen, who heard the frenzied cries, who saw these men in sabots fall before their children's eyes. A Zouave wounded in a ditch, and knowing death was nigh, he laughed with joy, ah, here is where I settle ere I die. He clutched his rifle once again, and long he aimed, and well, the shot beside his victims 10, the Uhlan captain fell. They dragged the wounded Zouave out, their rage was like a flame. With bayonets they pinned him down until their major came. A blonde, full-blooded man he was, an arrogant of eye. He stared to see with shattered skull his favorite captain lie. They do not finish him so quick, this foreign swine, he cried. Go nail him to the big church door, he shall be crucified. With bayonets through hands and feet, they nailed the Zouave there, and there was anguish in his eyes and horror in his stare. Water, a single drop, he moaned, but how they jeered at him and mocked him with an empty cup and saw his sight grow dim. And as an agony of death with blood his lips were wet, the Prussian major gaily laughed and lit a cigarette. But mid the white-faced villagers who cowered in horror by, was one who saw the woeful sight, who heard the woeful cry. Water, one little drop I beg, for love of Christ who died. It was the little Jean Dupré who turned and stole aside. He was a little barefoot boy who came with cup abrim, and walked up to the dying man and gave the drink to him. A roar of rage, they seize the boy, they tear him fast away. The Prussian major swings around, no longer is he gay. His teeth are wolfishly agleam, his face all dark with spite. Go shoot the brat, he snarls, that dare defy our Prussian might. Yet stay, I have another thought, I'll kindly be and spare. Quick, give the lad a rifle charged and set him squarely there. And bid him shoot and shoot to kill, haste make him understand. The dying dog he fain would save shall perish by his hand. And all his kindred they shall see, and all shall curse his name, who bought his life at such a cost, the price of death and shame. They brought the boy wild-eyed with fear, they made him understand. They stood him by the dying man, a rifle in his hand. Make haste, said they, the time is short, and you must kill or die. The major puffed his cigarette, amusement in his eye. And then the dying zouave heard and raised his weary head. Shoot, son, 'twill be the best for both. Shoot swift and straight, he said. Fire first and last, and do not flinch, for lost a hope am I. And I shall murmur, vive la France, and bless you where I die. Half blind with blows, the boy stood there, he seemed to swoon and sway. Then in that moment woke the soul of little Jean Dupray. He saw the woods go sheening down, the larks were singing clear. And oh, the scents and sounds of spring, how sweet they were, how dear. He felt the scent of new mown hay, a soft breeze fanned his brow. Oh God, the paths of peace and toil, how precious were they now. The summer days and summer ways, how bright with hope and bliss. The autumn, such a dream of gold, and all must end in this. This shining rifle in his hand that shambles all around. The zouave there with a dying glare, the blood upon the ground. The brutal faces round him ringed, the evil eyes aflame. That Prussian bully standing by as if he watched a game. Make haste then shoot, the major sneered, a minute more I give. A minute more to kill your friend if you yourself would live. Saw a barefoot boy with blanched and twitching face. They did not see within his eyes the glory of his race, the glory of a million men who for fair France have died, the splendor of self-sacrifice that will not be denied. Yet he was but a peasant lad, and oh, but life was sweet. Your minute's nearly gone, my lad, he heard a voice repeat. Shoot, shoot, the dying zouave moaned. Shoot, shoot, the soldier said. And then Jean Dupray reached out and shot the Prussian major dead.